It's 5 weeks since the Czech Republic took over the EU's revolving presidency, and 5 weeks since France relinquished it. But have they relinquished it? President Nicolas Sarkozy continues to stride manfully across the European stage, while the newspapers of Paris issue dark murmurings of French unhappiness with Czech passivity. So who's in charge of Europe? Rob Cameron reports.
Last Thursday, the Czech media reported that the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, was to visit Prague. He would arrive on Monday and meet senior Czech officials, including President Václav Klaus and the Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. On Saturday, President Abbas cancelled, citing urgent talks in Cairo. On Monday evening, he turned up in Paris, smiling for the cameras, alongside President Sarkozy. Several weeks ago, Mr. Topolánek said he'd invited Barack Obama to visit Prague before the NATO summit in Strasbourg in early April. On Saturday, Le Monde reported that President Sarkozy had called Barack Obama and asked him to stop off in Paris before the NATO summit in April. On Monday, Lidové Noviny newspaper, citing unnamed diplomatic sources, said Obama was probably not coming to Prague. So is this all a coincidence? Lukáš Macek is the director of the European programme at the prestigious Paris Institute of Political Science, known as Sciences Po.
Seriously, I don't know, and it's too difficult now to analyze it. The real question is, if Obama doesn't want to come to Prague, is it just because he doesn't think that the European Union is important? Is it just because he doesn't want to meet Mr. Klaus because Mr. Klaus thinks and says things which Obama dislikes? Or is it just because people from Paris are telling him, you know, Sirius thinks it's in Paris, Berlin or London and Prague, just forget about it. And it's very difficult to know what's the percentage of each of these explanations.
And it's not just who gets to shake the hand of Barack Obama first. Le Monde also reported this week that President Sarkozy, alarmed by Czech passivity in the face of the global financial crisis, wants to organise a special summit of Eurozone members to discuss the crisis in February, before an EU Council meeting in March. The claim was later denied by the Élysée Palace. But is France deliberately trying to undermine the Czechs? Well, it's not quite as straightforward as that, says Lukáš Macek.
France, and especially President Sarkozy and his closest advisors, are trying, and it's a long-term vision of European Union, which is typical for Sarkozy, they try to undermine not specifically Czech presidency, but they try to make accept the idea of a kind of directoire des grands, kind of a leading group of big European powers within the European Union. And there's a will to undermine the role of the small states. The problem now which we have is that the Czech presidency actually has a problem to mobilize the traditional allies of a small presidency, which naturally are other small states, Germany and the European Commission.
One meeting the French, it seems, will let the Czechs keep for themselves is an EU-China summit slated for May. A previous meeting planned for Paris was cancelled after Mr. Sarkozy met the Dalai Lama. Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao will now, it seems, lead a Chinese delegation to Prague.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, the Czech Republic's healthcare